My name is Oliver. I am 12 years old. My best friend is Chase, the greatest detective who ever lived. This is his story. I will never forget that dog of a day when I first met Chase. My uncle once told me that the days near the end of summer are called the dog days. I never really understood why. I used to think what people really meant to say was hot dog days, but just shortened it to dog days. That still didn't make sense to me. So I think it might be because dogs lie around in the heat or something. What I did know for certain, it was unusually hot in Colorado.
Record-setting heat, the weatherman said, which translated to me that summer was not over,
and the start of our school year came too soon. Not only was it hot, but no rain had fallen in a month either, leaving the land a dry, brittle brown. It was so hot and dry that hot dogs could be cooked on the pavement. Maybe that's where dog days came from. It was the first day of the new school year, and I had mixed feelings about my return to Raven Ridge Academy. There were teachers and kids who I wanted to see, and others I didn't want to see, or even hear. But I had no choice, seeing as how my mom had worked hard to get me into Raven Ridge Academy, which she reminded me of always. Raven Ridge is the small, simple town in Colorado where I live, but my school building was anything but simple. In fact, it looked nothing like a school at all. Rather, a giant red castle, minus a moat and drawbridge. Some rich guy named Horace Tanner, who owned a silver mine back in the cowboy days, had it built out of large red sandstones brought up from southern Colorado. Even the front steps were made from the giant red stones, which led up to an entrance of massive oak double doors, banded in black iron. The building sat by itself, far out of town on a hill at the base of the Rocky Mountains, which helped give it the look of a fortress. Its massive bell tower and turrets could be seen for miles. The school had pointed silver rooftops that glistened in the sun, and giant stone gargoyles perched on different corners of the roof. The windows looked as though they were carved right out of the stone walls. Neatly manicured grounds covered in green grass and bushes surrounded the school, and a flower garden flourished in a small area to the south. Wild woods bordered the outskirts of the school grounds, creating a dense boundary and encasing the school. Some people say Horace Tanner built the castle just because he could, to show what his money could buy. Other people say that it was intended to be a university, meant to rival colleges back east. Honestly, I don't know who would want to come all the way out to the small town of Raven Ridge to go to a university. If the place were mine, I would have dug a moat around the castle instead of a drawbridge and lived in it. But it didn't work out that way for Horace Tanner. His silver mine went bust. People moved away, and the building sat empty for years. That is, until someone got the bright idea to restore it and turn it into a charter school. The main section of the academy is the original building, but the rest of it was updated, expanded, and added onto in recent years. The owners got things approved, like a gymnasium and more classrooms, instead of useful stuff like a moat and a drawbridge. If it's a castle look you're going for, the place should have a moat and drawbridge.